Let's turn to Proverbs in the Old Testament.
请我们翻开旧约的箴言。
Proverbs chapter 3.
第三章，箴言第三章。
Let's read this whole chapters together.
整章都多了。
Because God's word is so precious. In ancient times, a lot of time will be spent in reading the scripture.
神的话也是非常宝贵的，在旧时候啊，人们常常花很多的时间来读神的话。
So Christian gathering or Jewish gathering in the synagogue, very big chunk of time, was devoted in the reading of the scriptures.
无论是犹太人还是基督徒，在古时候，他们聚集的时候，都花很多的时间来读神的话。
Because not many people.Have had their Bible in their hands.
因为那个时候不是所有的人，每个人都有圣经的。
So only they can find the scripture, the God's word in the church or in the synagogue.
所以他们只有在教会、教堂里面，或者说在在犹太人的会堂，才能够有一本圣经。
So only way you can learn about God's word is when a brother.Read the scriptures.
所以那个时候，我们唯一能够读圣经、读神的话，就是借着弟兄们的阅读。
So today, even everyone has many copies of Bible at home.
尽管今天我们每一个人可能都有很多本圣经在家里。
But I know that unfortunately we don't read that as often as we should.
可惜的是，我们却没有花很多时间去读，我们应当。
So let's read the whole chapter of Proverbs 3.
所以我们来把整章第三章箴言读一遍。
Hopefully that while we're reading, Holy Spirit will open our heart, and this one verse or one phrase, it will register in our heart, and then I think that will be enough for today's message for you.
盼望当我们在读整章圣经的时候，也许圣灵借着一节或者两节圣经的话，在我们心里面中产生感动，这就是我们一天的收获。
May God speak to us through the reading of His Holy Word.
愿神借着我们读他的话语的时候来祝福我们。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 1.
第三章第一节。
My son, do not forget my teaching.But let your heart keep my commandments.
我儿不要忘记我的法则，你的心，你心要谨守我的诫命。
For the length of days and years of life and peace, they will add to you.
因为他必将长久的日子、生命的年数与平安加给你。
Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart.
不可使慈爱、诚实离开你，要系在你的颈项上，刻在你的心板上。
So you'll find favor and good repute in the sight of man and God and man.
这样你必在神和世人眼前蒙恩，有聪明。
Verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding.
第五节，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明。
In all your ways, acknowledge Him.And he will make your path straight.
在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil.
不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。
You will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones.
这便医治你的肚脐，滋润你的百骨。
Honor the Lord from your wealth.And from the first of all your produce.
你要以财物和一切出手的土产尊荣耶和华。
So your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine.
这样你的仓房必充满有余，你的酒榨有新酒盈溢。
My son, do not reject the discipline of the Lord, or loathe his reproof.
我儿，你不可轻看耶和华的管教，也不可厌烦他的责备。
For whom the Lord loves, He reproves, even as a father corrects the son in whom he delights.
因为耶和华所爱的，他必责备，正如父亲责备所喜爱的儿子。
How blessed is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding.
得智慧的、聪明的，这人变为有福。
For her profit is better than the profit of silver, and her gain better than fine gold.
因为得智慧胜过银子，其利益强如金金。
She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire compares with her.
比珍珠宝贵，你一切所喜爱的都不足以比较。
Long life is in her right hand, in her left hand are riches and honor.
她右手有长寿，左手有富贵。
Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace.
她的道是安乐，她的路是全是平安。
She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who hold her fast.
她与持守她的做生命树，持定她的据歌有福。
Verse 19, The Lord by wisdom founded the earth, by understanding he established the heavens.
第十九节，耶和华以智慧立地，以聪明定天。
But his knowledge, the deeps were broken up, and the skies dripped with dew.
以知识使深渊裂开，使天空底下甘露。
My son, let them not vanish from your sight. Keep sound wisdom and discretion.
我儿要谨守真智慧和谋略，不可使他离开你的眼目。
So there will be life to your soul and adornment to your neck.
这样，他必做你的生命景象的美事。
Then you will walk in your way securely, and your foot will not stumble.
你就坦然行路，不致碰脚。
When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet.
你躺下必不惧怕，你躺卧睡得香甜。
Do not be afraid of sudden fear, nor of the onslaught of the wicked when it comes.
忽然来的惊恐不要害怕，恶人遭毁灭也不要恐惧。
For the Lord will be your confidence, and will keep your foot.From being caught.
因为耶和华是你所依靠的，他必保守你的脚，不致陷入网罗。
Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in your power to do it.
你手若有行善的力量，不可推迟，就当向那应得的人施行。
Do not say to your neighbor, "Go and come back, and tomorrow I'll give it."
你那里若有现成的，不可对邻舍说，去吧，明天再来，我必给你。
Do not despise harm against your neighbor while he lives securely beside you.
你的邻舍既在你附近安居，你不可设计害他。
Do not contend with a man without cause if he has done you no harm.
人未曾加害于你，不可无故与他相争。
Do not envy a man of violence and do not choose any of his ways.
不可嫉妒强暴的人，也不可选择他所行的路。
For the devious are the abomination to the Lord, but he is intimate with the upright.
因为乖僻的人为耶和华所憎恶，正直的人为他所亲密。
The curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the dwelling of the righteous.
耶和华咒诅恶人的家庭，赐福于义人的居所。
Though he scoffs at the scoffers, yet he gives grace to the afflicted.
他讥诮那好讥诮的人，施恩给谦卑的人。
And 35, the wise will inherit honor, the fools display dishonor.
第三十五节，智慧人必承受尊荣，愚昧的人高升也成为羞辱。
Let's bow our head and have a word of prayer.
让我们低头有点祷告。
Father, thank you for bringing us together.
感谢你把我们聚集在一起。
Because no one can come to the Lord except that he is drawn from by you.
没有人能够靠着自己能够来到你的面前。
So Father, we thank you because today you've drawn us to bless us.
父啊，我们感谢你，你把我们聚集在一起，要来祝福我们。
It's your desire to not only give your Son to every one of us.But also open our eyes so we can appreciate him all the more.
让你对你儿子的那个喜悦能够成就在我们的里面，也开启我们眼睛能够看到。
So Father, as we have fellowship on your holy word, may you open our eyes to see the glory of our Lord Jesus.
当我们再来分享你话语的时候，爸爸，你开启我们心中的眼睛，让我们看到你儿子主的荣耀。
He who honors the Son, honors the Father.
因为那是父所尊荣的。
In Jesus' holy name we pray.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名我们祷告。
Amen. So today I would like to share by God's grace.
今天我愿意借着神的恩典来分享。
The topic of wisdom.
就是关于智慧的话题。
The reason that we share already many times, when it's my turn to share it.
我尽管在这个原因，我为什么一直要在我的讲道里面来分享这个话题
？Because in my experience in the walk with the Lord, that one thing I feel I lack most is the wisdom.
因为在我与神的经历的里面我觉得最宝贵的就是这个智慧。
Because we're facing every day, I'm facing every day with many decisions.
因为在每一天里面我也是如此，每个人都要。
In the past, now, and obviously in the future as well.
不管是在过去还是在将来，都是如此。
Decisions for yourself, for your family, for the church.
不管是你个人的、你家庭的还是教会，你都要做出选择。
And we really need the wisdom from the Lord to guide us.
因此，我们需要从神来的智慧来引导我们。
Whether personal, whether for the church or for His glory, we all need wisdom from the Lord to guide us through.
不管是个人的还是教会的，我们都需要神用他的荣耀来引导我们经历这经过这一切。
So before we start to share the topic, it just come to me that Book of James. James tells us about the starting point of having this faith.
那么在我在分享关于我们这个智慧这个话题之前我的脑子里面出现了这个雅各书这本书。
And it says that if anyone lacks wisdom,
也就是说，他说如果你们中间有缺少智慧的
，What does he say? He said, "You can ask."
他说什么呢？他说你们可以祈求。
And so let's turn to that. This is the very precious. I think.
我们来找到这节圣经我想非常贵。
Book of James, right after Hebrew.
雅各书在希伯来书之后。
And it's in chapter 1.
第一章。
It's verse 5.
第一节。
So in the New Testament, letter of James. So if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and you will be given to him.
你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐与众人也不斥责人的神，主必赐给他。
So this is a great encouragement.
这对我们来说是何等大的鼓励。
To me, I think I hope that it also is great encouragement to you as well.
对我是如此，相信对各位在座大家也是应当如此。
And he says, but when we ask, we must ask in faith.
但是他说什么呢？他说，如果你们要祈求的时候，你们必须要在信心里面祈求。
So the journey of this finding wisdom is actually is a journey of prayer.
所以说，我们寻找。智慧的这个路程就是信心，就是信心的，就是这个祷告的过程。
It is because we need wisdom. Is ever we're drawn to the Lord, asking for wisdom.
所以我们要寻求智慧，我们就必须要来随时来到神的面前来求他赐智慧给我们。
So let's turn to this Proverbs. Hopefully that you didn't close that on Proverbs. Let's turn to the Proverbs chapter 3.
好，让我们再翻回到箴言第三章。
Last time we shared that this one of the benefit of keeping God's law in our heart.
我们上次讲到说我们, 把神的话, 神的律法, 记在我们心里面的一个益处。
Because God's wisdom actually is hidden in God's word.
因为神的智慧呢, 是藏在他的话之中的。
I think, brother and sister, if you read Bible, if you know a little bit of Bible, then you know that Bible has wisdom.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都知道，我们如果对圣经稍微熟悉一点的话，我们都知道啊，里边圣经里面藏有神的，藏有智慧。And
God wants us to really keep them in our heart.
所以神巴不得让我们记住在我们心里。And
if our life are guarded by this wisdom from God's word, then one of the things that we can experience is a peace.
所以在我们的生活中，我们能够经历到神智慧所带出来的就是平安。
And we also share that God wants us to keep it in our heart. Because the heart determines our destiny. Because a heart enables us to overcome any obstacle lying before us.
因为神，我们的心可以让我们胜过我们前面的障碍。
There's a saying, if you have a will, you have a way.
也就是有这样的说法，你有意志，你就知道，你就看到那。
If you have a heart, then you have a way.
如果你有心，你就必然有路。
Meaning that we can accomplish, we can overcome any difficulties and any obstacle right before us.
也就是说我们有心，我们就能够克服我们前面的任何障碍。So
God wants our heart.
所以神要得到我们的心。So
today, God, I like to share, God wants us our whole heart, not just divided heart, not a little bit of our heart, it's God wants a whole heart.
所以今天我所要分享的就是神不光是要得到我们心的一点点，他所要得到的乃是我们的全心。So
last time we shared the verse 1 and 2.
上次我们分享到一节二节,
and this time, hopefully by God's grace, we can share this whole rest of the chapter 3.
如果平时借着神的恩典，巴不得我们今天余下的时间，我们能够分享第三节到后面所有的。
So in this chapter verse 3, it said, "Do not let kindness and truth leave you or forsake you, and bind them around your neck, write them on the tablets of your heart."
第三节，不可使慈爱诚实离开你，要系在你的颈项上，刻在你的心板上。So
in verse 1, now it says, keep your heart my commandments. Let your heart keep my commandments. He also says, write them on the tablet of your heart.
第一节我们已经看到了，你的心要谨守我的诫命，讲到了那个心。到了第三节，又再次讲到要刻在你的心板上。So
later we'll share more about our heart, how important our heart is.
所以我们接下来要分享我们的心是何等的重要。
But now, let's share the first path. It says, do not let kindness and truth leave you.
我们先来看前半句,不可使慈爱诚实离开你。
Now, we know that if we recall Genesis, Exodus, you may be very familiar with the phrase, loving kindness and truth.
我们如果是 熟悉出埃及记的话，我们都知道那边有个很重要的词，就叫做慈爱诚实。
Because this kindness and truth actually is the character of God.
因为我们知道慈爱诚实乃是神的性情。
Moses wanted to know God's, Moses wanted to see God's glory.
当摩西想要看见神的荣耀的时候，
Moses wanted to see God face to face.
摩西是希望能够和神面对面。
Do you remember that story?
我们还记得那个故事吗?
He served the Lord for 80 years.
他寻求神已经, 80年之久了。And
then he had the desire. He wanted to see the Lord he served so many years through so many difficulties that he wanted to see him face to face.
他经过这么多年的艰难, 这个时候他真是希望能够看见他所侍奉的神。
And God told him that you cannot see my face and live.
那么神怎么告诉他呢? 说你不能够, 看见我的面。
But I'll allow you to see my back.
但是呢，我可以允许你看见我的背影。
Of course, this conversation with Moses is full of metaphors.
当然，我们知道在神和主耶摩西之间的那个讲话里面是带有很多的比喻、隐喻在里面。
And that day, God found a cleft in the rock, and God put Moses there and used his hand to cover Moses, and he passed through in front of Moses.
所以在那天，神就找到了一个磐石，并且磐石里面有个穴，神就让摩西在里面，神用的手把它挡住那个磐石那个穴，然后神就从那个磐石前面经过。
I hope that scene really draws us to the Lord as well.
看着这幅图画，实际上的心，我们也同样的来亲近神。
And that Lord, in the meantime, proclaimed His name. He let Moses know what kind of God He is. That's more important.
就在那个时候啊，神向摩西宣告他是怎么样的一位神。这是最更重要的。
Moses want to see God face to face, and God says, "You need to know deeper what kind of God I am, who I am."
摩西想要面对面的看见神，但神却告诉你说，你需要更深的来认识我是谁。
And he proclaimed his name as Lord, Lord, all letters in capital letters, LORD.Lord, Lord God.
那么神在那宣告说神啊，他自己就是那个主神。
And he says, who is merciful, gracious, slow to anger, abundant in loving kindness and truth.
他在宣告他说他是充满慈，不轻易发怒，充满慈爱怜悯的神，诚实的神。
耶和华，耶和华有怜悯。有恩典的神，不轻易发怒。
Lord, Lord, you are slow to anger, you are kind, full of kindness and mercy.
满有慈爱和真理。
对，我们就找到那个原文在哪里。
That's okay. So this is a very important phrase because that's God want to know who He is, what kind of God He is.
因为神在那个时候需要摩西认识到他究竟是怎么样的一位神。
Abundant in loving kindness.And the truth.
充满怜悯和慈爱。
By the way, this is in the Old Testament.
就是在旧约的里面，他这样宣告的。
People usually think that, oh, Old Testament God is so violent, so cruel, so and always punish people for what they done wrong. But it's not.
我们原来以为在旧约里的神总是充满了那个严厉啊，都是要惩罚人，把人处于死。
Our God first is merciful. He says He is merciful and gracious.
我们的神首先是怜悯的，是有慈爱的。
Merciful means He feels our pains. He feels our need.
怜悯的意思就是表明他明知道我们的痛苦，也知道我们的难处。
Gracious means He gives. He owns the whole universe.
恩典呢，就是讲到说，他把他所有的全宇宙都赐给了我们。
He gives, He always gives, only give us His only begotten Son.
他总是给我们，把他的爱子都赐给了我们。
Even someone come to you, so those are for parents. I'll take you, or take your son. Who you gonna give up?
就像我们这些做父母亲的，当有我来到你面前说，你是要把你自己给我，还是要把你的儿女给我？你会给谁？
Of course, many parents are willing to sacrifice themselves.
那所有的父母亲都愿意用自己的牺牲来代替。
But God gave us His only begotten. Think about that.
但是神却把他的爱子赐给了我们。
So He's merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abundant in loving kindness and truth.
他是充满怜悯、慈爱、有恩典、有慈爱的神。
So you know that without Christ become loving kindness, become grace to us first, we will never ever be able to know the truth.
如果没有我们的基督成为神的慈爱和怜悯恩典，没有任何人能够知道那个事。
So Bible, whenever these two words happen together, loving kindness and truth, or grace in New Testament term is the grace and truth. Grace always appear first.
所以说，当这个在恩典和那个真理诚实同时出现的时候就像在旧约里边首先恩典是以开始以先在前面的。
Grace always precedes the truth.
也就是说，慈爱和恩典永远是在真理之前。
So I hope that we all learn to be merciful, gracious to each other, to others. First.
所以，巴不得我们希望我们能够学习怎么样用慈爱和怜悯来彼此对待。
Without that, we cannot learn truth.
因为没有它，我们没办法明白真理。
And so here it says, the kindness, loving kindness and truth, it actually speaks of God.
所以在这儿讲到慈爱和诚实老是讲到神。
So don't let God forsake you. Don't let God leave you.
所以不能让神离开你离弃你。
Now of course, if you're saved, you are children of God, you'll never lose your salvation.
但是我们都知道我们是神的儿女，我们绝不会失去我们的救恩的。
But salvation is just like a minimal thing that a child of God has.
但是救恩只是神儿女们所拥有的最基本的那个而已。
We'll never be condemned to hell.
我们绝不会再进到地狱里去。
Because Christ has received that punishment for us.
因为基督已经为我们承受了那个做了挽回祭。
But every single day when we live as child of God,
但是每一天作为我们神的儿女，我们每一天的生活
，whether we can experience the fullness, the riches of Christ,
不管我们需要来经历神的丰基督的丰满
，whether we can make our Christian life exciting,
是否我们能够使我们的基督徒的生活能够变得很兴奋。
It all depends on if we follow the word of God, if we will follow wisdom of the Lord.
都完全取决于我们是否能够按照神的话语，按照神的智慧去行。
Otherwise, that you're going to take always make decision on your own, always guided by your own wisdom, or your own lifestyle desire, then you'll never experience Christ.
如果你只是在你的生活中只是完全按照你个人的智慧和去做决定的话，你绝对不会经历到神的丰满。
So Peter says we need to enter into the kingdom of God with the rich abundance.
所以就像彼得所说的，我们要进到神那个丰满的那个恩典的里面。
Or whether you don't have the abundance, when the Bible tells us that.Some people look at the Lord when we met the Lord as we're naked.
就像有的或者说就像有的人常常说，我们遇见神的时候，我们好像是赤露的、敞开的。
We will feel ashamed.
我们好像感到羞耻。
So here we tells us that don't let God forsake us.
所以我们这儿告诉我们不要让神离弃我们。
Meaning that don't let the what God has for you.Has for us the rich abundance of Christ that leave us behind.
所以也就是说，我们不要使基督的那个丰满和怜悯那个丰满能够离开我们。
So it says bind them around. So what we're gonna do? What we're gonna do? So it says bind them around your neck.
那么系在颈项上的意思是什么呢？
So it says that we need to bind the word of God around our neck.
也就是说，我们要把神的话语系在我们的颈项。
So we may not lose it.
所以我们不会失去它。
So this summer, I took my niece to college.
这个夏天，我带了两个侄子侄女去上大学。
So the three things I would like to do, right? The most important.
三件事情，非常重要的三件事情，我们需要做。
The dormitory so that she can stay. That's a place to stay, and a bank account. Right? Bank account, need to open bank account. And orientation, right? Make sure that she knows what's going on. So the three things.
所以我们有三件事情，我需要让他们能够帮助他们做到的。第一件事情就是他们的宿舍，第二件事情就是那个银行的那个账号要跟他开个账，第三个事情就带他们去把校园的那个 orientation
新生训练。
Yeah.
And then when we got the key to the dorm.
所以我们得到了去宿舍的钥匙。
And this the student that responsible for what do they call the RA? The RA told us that don't lose this key.
所以我们得到了那个领取那个钥匙的时候，那个宿舍里面的那个管理的学生 RA 就对我们说，千万不要把这把钥匙弄丢了。
If you lose it, you'll be fined. Pretty expensive. I think maybe $100. I forgot that number, but it's a steep fine they're going to charge.
如果你掉了的话，你就会被罚款，可能是有100美元，差不多的那个数字。
And so I told my niece that hey, don't lose it, otherwise people will find you $100. You have to pay $100 to get another key.
我所以对自己的子女说，如果是你要掉了的话，你就会被罚100块钱，所以千万不要掉了。
So she went to orientation and we went to a bookstore.
所以我们去了那个新生的训练营，然后我们去了书店。
And we saw this keychain, the thing that hang on your neck, there's a key. So you know the MDR way, everybody has that keychain thing.
所以我们到书店里面就看到有个可以拴那个钥匙的那个吊在脖子上那个线。 我们在那个退休会，我们每个人不都有这样一个线吗？
And Yo-Yo and I said, you know, we should buy her this, so she will not lose the key. Otherwise, she'll be fined $100.
所以Yo-Yo就说，我们应该跟她买一个这个钥匙的线，使她不会掉了，免得被罚一百块。
So it says exactly what it means. Bind them around your neck. Bind God's word around your neck so you don't lose it.
所以就是。 这就是这句话的意思，要系在你的颈项上，使你不会丢掉。
So how can you lose God's word?
你怎么会把神的话丢掉？
I have a Bible in my hand, how can I lose it?
我的圣经不是在我的手上吗？怎么会丢掉呢？
Of course we can lose because we don't use it, we don't study it, we don't read it.
如果我们不学，我们不去看，我们不去读，我们不去想的话，当然会掉了。
And some people, you know, never bother to take a Bible to the church or to the meeting.
有的人甚至在来参加聚会的时候，从来不惜得带上圣经。
So where is your Bible? I don't know. At home, and I couldn't find it.
圣经在哪里呢？我不知道，可能在家里，对吧？反正找不到了。
We have found a Bible that downstairs that a year nobody come to collect it.
我们的楼下有一本圣经，在那放了一年多的时间，竟然没有人去把它要回来。
So you need the chain to hang the Bible, right on the neck, so you don't. Forget it.
所以你需要一个那个钥匙链，把那个圣经挂在你的脖子上，免得使你掉了。And
it says better place is write them on the tablet of your heart.
但有更好的地方可以放置，就是刻在你的心板上。You
need to have a God's word always.
你需要神的话。With
you, yes, small Bible like this big. I had a small Bible like this big. I can put in my pocket right here.
我有一本很小的圣经，这么大一点点哈，袖珍的，我可以把它放在这儿。
I go to work always have the Bible with me.
我去工作的时候，总是把圣经带到我的身上。Or
the small Bible I can put in my pocket.
或者这样小本小圣经，我可以放在我的口袋里面。Or
today maybe you have iPhone, whatever phone you have, but do you read that though?
今天呢，我们有那个手机，手机里边有圣经，但是你看了没有？
Do I bring, nowadays, if I ask you, do you bring your Bible? Say, yeah, yeah. You show me iPhone.
我有时候问，你们今天带圣经来了没有啊？说对对对对对，就把那个手机拿出来。
Wait for the next phrase.
再看看下一句话怎么讲的呢？
Now you cannot give me any excuses. Write them on the tablet of your heart.
但是这是讲什么呢？要刻在你的心板上。Not
the tablet of your iPad.
不是在刻在你的那个 iPad 上面。But
it is the tablet of your heart.
是在你的心的那个板上。
The best place To keep God's word is in our heart.
最好存放神话语的地方就是我们的心。
So you will never lose it.
你不会再掉了。
Whenever you need it, you can find it right there.
当你需要的时候，你总是在你的心里边能够找到它。
So we need to memorize. Not only read it, read it often enough, you can memorize.
所以不光是我们要去读，而是我们把它记在我们的心里面。
Also, you need to really exercise the memorization of the Bible verses.
你还必须要去行出来，这才是对神的话语的正常的事。
Write them on the tablet of your heart.
要刻在你的心板上。
But that's very important.
这是非常何等的重要。
And so that we will not lose it. And the Holy Spirit, when we put it in our heart, Holy Spirit can speak to us through God's word.
当我们把它放在心板上的时候，圣灵就可以在我们的里面把它开启出来。
And so the more you memorize Bible, the more the Holy Spirit speaks to you through the word of God, the more you appreciate how important God's word is.
当你把神的话语记住的时候，神灵就在里面开启我们，这个时候越这样做，你就越明白神的话语是何等的宝贵。
Many times in my own personal life, it's that just at the moment, word of God just came to me. It's just in my mind just remember certain verses of God's word.
很多的时候我就这样的，当神灵在我的心里面来提醒我，来把神的话语能够显在我的心里。
Many times warn me not to do certain things, not to think about certain things.
很多时候，圣灵就这样借着话提醒我，不能做这些事情，不能做那些事情。
But over times also to encourage me when I am down.
很多时候，当我在低落的时候。
It's all in God's word.
所有的都是在神的话语中。
Holy Spirit likes to use God's word to speak to us. That's His language.
圣灵都是借着神的话语来对我们讲的，因为这是他的话。
You see that everybody has our language.
我们都知道每个人都有自己的言语。So
you can find someone speaks that you know that this brother likes to use certain terms, certain phrases. And this, has special tones and voice.
我们知道，或者你会看到这个弟兄或者那个姊妹，可能讲话的时候有一些特别用的，喜欢用的词，或者说一个特别的声调。One
of the reasons why we don't understand, don't know the work of Holy Spirit is because we lack of understanding or reading the God's word.
为什么我们常常不明白神的原因，神的话的原因，就是因为我们里面，圣灵没办法在我们的里面找到神的话。
When people talk about works of the Holy Spirit, we feel like a mystical. That sounds very mystical. Actually, it's not.
我们常常提到说圣灵的工作的时候，好像觉得是个很奥秘的事情，其实不是的。
God, Holy Spirit speaks to us by reminding us of the Bible verses.
圣灵在我们的里面对我们讲话，乃是借着圣经的经句。
And then we know the where to turn.
所以我们就知道从哪里去找。
So it is very important to read the word of God.
所以对我们来说，读神的话语是何等的重要。
Every day spend some time to read the word of God.
所以每天我们都需要花一点时间来读神的话。
So if you have time for a meal, then you should have time to read the word of God.
如果你吃饭有时间的话，你读神的话语就应该有时间。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
For a Christian to learn to acquire the wisdom from the Lord.
对我们基督徒来说，这就是我们得到智慧从神来的智慧的。
And he gave us this benefit of. He always encouraged with some benefits.
他总是让我们看到这样做的结果的好处。
So you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man.
就是第四节，这样你必在神和世人的眼前蒙恩，有聪明。
Yeah, so find the favor and good repute. You know that how in the Bible, in the proverb, it says the good name, good reputation actually is better than wealth, great wealth.
这里讲到说，我们在神和世人面前可以蒙恩宠啊。 我们都知道在箴言里面常常告诉我们啊，好的名声胜过财富。
So in the 22 verse 1. So if we turn to that, right? So a good name is to be more desired than great wealth. Favor is better than silver and gold.
第箴言第22章第一节二节，美名胜过大财，恩宠强如金银。
When the time comes that silver and gold cannot make things work, cannot work for you, and the favor will.
我们常常觉得有时候，我们都知道，有时候金银啊，金钱并不能够帮助我们成就一些事情，反而是我们的好的美名声帮助我们可以做到。
You know, the, when time, there's there's very when calamity happens that. Maybe there's only one boat. You have like 10,000 people try to cram into that one boat. You know, if we have find favor, silver and gold will not work that time. And if you have find a favor in, from God or the, from man who in charge of the gate to the boat, then you think you will understand why this brother says that.
就好像比如说有大灾难的来临啊，只有一个船。其他上成千上万的人都要想登到那个船上去，那个时候你就发觉到金银啊，你没有毫无用处，唯一的用处就是当你的好，你在那个进船的那个门口啊，那个人的面前有好的名声，可以使你能够进去。
So there's a lot of story behind that. So in the we need to appreciate God's word.
当然，这个背后有很多的故事啊，我们借着这些故事，我们来。
So here in verse 1 and 4, it's just appetite. It is an introduction.
我们都知道这儿的第一节、第二节乃是只是一个序言而已。
So from 5 to end of the book, you can see that he starts off with how we should regard God.
那从第五节开始，我们就会看到我们怎么样让我们看见怎么样把神当作神来看。
So to have this wisdom, how do we do about things in relation to God?
也就是说，有了这样的智慧，我们就知道怎么样在做凡事上，我们怎么样在做的时候能够把神放在首位。
And in the middle, in the 13 through the 26, it again mentioned about the wisdom, how important wisdom is.
从第十三节到二十六节又再次告诉我们那个智慧是如何的重要。
And then 27 to the end, it again tells us the relationship with the other human beings.
那么从二十七节到三十五节又告诉我们智慧能够在我们和人相处是何等的重要。
So always start with the God first.
当然首先他总是把神放在首位。
And these four things we need to be reminded.
有四件事情需要我们被提醒。
We need to learn. The first is about the trust.
我们需要来学习首先的就是我们要来信靠。
Trust in the Lord.
就是信靠神。
Acknowledge Him. So,
敬畏他。
So, the four things, each aspect has two verses. So, 5-6 is one, 7-8 is another, and 9-10. And 11-12.
接下来从五节一直往后到十三节，十三节一直讲到我们跟神之间的关系。第五到第六节一节一段，七到八，九到十，十一到十二。
So these are four aspects we were going to learn today.
是分别讲到四个方面今天我们要来分享的。
So first thing that he wants us to know is the trust in the Lord with all.So let's read the 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight.
第五到第六节，你要专心地仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定祂，祂必指引你的路。
So there are many ways.That face us every day.
我们都知道，在每一天都有各很多的路，我们要面临选择。
Meaning that it's just choices. before us. So what Bible that tells us to do?
那么圣经告诉我们当怎样行呢?
What all children of God are supposed to do?
那么神的儿女,
He said first that trust in the Lord.
首先就是要来专心仰赖神。
Now what do we mean by trust?
仰赖那个信靠什么意思呢?
Trust doesn't mean just a belief.
那信靠不光光只是相信而已。
Mentally agree with something.
或者说我们的悟性的里面啊, 觉得同意。
Trust actually means commitment.
信,
to commit.
信靠的意思呢是讲表示我们要把它整个托付上去。
And give yourself to something or to someone.
把你自己托付给某一个人。
So it's like a marriage, right? You give yourself to each other.
啊, 就像, 婚姻一样的, 你把你和彼此相互托付。
And you also, you know, it's, maybe people in, in terms of finance, you understand that you can set up a trust.
啊, 就像有的人可能对这个, 财务比较, 理财比较熟悉, 就好像你要设的一个那个叫什么经啊, 信托一样。
Yeah, so what do you mean by that? So it's kind of easier to understand if we use money to illustrate. So trust means that you have to give money to that, right? Trust somebody else to manage it for you.
用这样的例子比较容易明白哈, 就好像钱, 你要把这个钱, 把这个钱交出来给一个信托基金的人, 他来帮你理财。
Because, you know, Bible knows, God knows our heart. He knows that money is very important to all of us.
圣经知道, 神知道, 我们钱对我们来说蛮重要的。
So, God, the Bible says, you know, to human being, from our point of view, God and money, there's constant, we have to choose between money and God.
圣经告诉我们, 我们人常常在金钱, 和那个神之间总是要做一个选择。
We cannot serve God and money at the same time.
我们不可能在侍奉神又同时又侍奉马门。
God is our master, but also money can become our master.
神可以做我们的主, 那么金钱也可以做我们的主。
So the you know the American, right? You have a money in your pocket. What it says? It says, "In God we trust."
我们都知道在中国在美国的钱哈, 你身上不知道有钱没有那个纸币, 那个币, 硬币, 那个纸币上面都会写上, "In God we trust."
So this, I think this congressman may be a believers in the Lord. They may be children of God, and they know the power of money. So they remind all of us we should trust in God.
也许是美国的那个议员们，当初他们因为是可能是相信神的，所以他们在这个钱币上就印上那个相信神的，就是表示在钱里边我们要信靠神。So
usually I understand trust. Trust in the Lord means that I have a blank check with my signature on it and I give it to somebody. That means I trust that person.
那么信赖对我来说是什么意思呢? 就相当于我给某一个人开了一张空白的支票, 有我的签名已经写在上面了, 然后把这张支票给这个人。
That person is a person I trust.
那个拿到这个空白支票的人就是我所信赖的人。
So when we believe in the Lord, the biblical term of believing means that God gave himself to us, and we give ourselves to God.
所以说我们在讲到信靠神的意思是什么呢? 就是说我们把我们自己完全, 完完全全给了神, 就像神完完全全把他自己给我们一样。
So when we believe in the Lord, so in the, John chapter 2, it says very interesting thing to us. It says many people believed Lord Jesus because they saw miracles Lord performed.
就像在, 约翰福音第二章所讲的一句话, 一个故事, 很多人因为看到主耶稣所行的神迹奇事就相信了他。
But immediately in 2:24 says, "But Lord Jesus himself does not entrust himself to them," meaning does not commit himself to them, does not give himself to them.
那么接下来的你会发现一件事情，那么主耶稣怎么对待这些人的呢？那么下面就讲到说，主不把他自己交托于他们，完全不相信这些想要来信神的人，想要信他的人。
So you see, when Bible said ask her to believe in the Lord, actually, when we truly believe in the Lord, actually Lord Himself actually can believe in us, can trust us.
所以当圣经来讲到说，当我们来信靠神的意思，的意思就是指，其实当我们在信靠神的时候，神也反过来来相信我们，来。
So I use another illustration. When we say believe in the Lord, meaning that I write a blank check with my signature on it and give it to the Lord.
所以当我们常常说我们来信靠神的时候呢，是指我们要把我们自己好像写了张空白支票，把它交给神。
And Lord also write us a blank check with His signature on it.
那么主呢，也自己写了一张空白支票，有了他的签名。
That's what believe means. That's what trust means.
这就是信靠啊，相信信靠的真意，真实的意义。
In other words, that you give all you have to the Lord.
也就是说，你要把你所有的一切都要交给主。
Yeah. So and then also it means that lean on with the full weight of your body.
也换句话说，也相当于是我们把整个的身体的重量都依靠在这个桌子上。
So when you trust.Actually, trust in the Lord, it definitely will impact your life.
所以说，当我们在信靠神的时候，这件事情就能够改变我们的生命。
A person cannot say, I believe in the Lord and trust in the Lord and without have their life changed. Impossible.
对一个人来说，如果他说他相信神、信靠神的话，那么绝对他的生命一定会改变的，这是不可能不改变，他的生命不可能不改变的。
Because it's like you have $1 million in your account. If that money can change your life, then the believing the Lord to change your life as well. It's like just money. Money can change a person's life.
就好像在银行里边，你有100万美元的存款，这个存款会改变你，所以你成为富翁一样。当你来相信靠神的时候，啊，这件事情本身也必定会改变你的一生。
Your lifestyle will change.
你的生活方式会改变。
The way you spend your vacation will change, or if you wanted to have a vacation.
你度假的地方，或者说你要不要度假这件事情，也都会改变。
Everything will change.
你所有的一切都应该改变。
So trust in the Lord, it means that.
那么信靠神的意思就是这个意思。
Give all your bank account to the Lord.
把你的银行所有的账号，所有的钱都给神。
Tithing, what does it mean by tithing?
我们都知道奉献是什么意思呢?
Tithing is just not the 10%.
奉献不是仅仅指到那10%的奉献而已。
That's the wrong idea. That's not in the Bible.
其实那个就更不是指那个10%的奉献，那个在圣经里面没有的。
Tithing is acknowledgement that all I have belongs to the Lord.
奉献的意思就是指我承认我所有的一切都是属于神。
100%of what I have in my account belong to the Lord.
我账号里边100%的啊，所有我拥有的一切都是属于神的。
So Christian contribution to the Lord is based on that knowledge.
那么基督徒的一切就取决于我们怎么样来认识这样一个奉献。
So and then out of 10, out of all God has given me.10% to be used practically on earth for all the needs that God's church has.
只是从实用的角度来，实用那个经验来看，我们神给我们所有的一切，我们返回1/10的给神家中事务上做用处。
So if you think, you know, 10% belong to the Lord, 9% belong to me.The 10% belong to the Lord, 90% belong to me, then you are not tithing.
如果你在你的思想里面有这样的一个想法，以为说那10%的是属于神的，90%是属于我的，如果这是这样的一个想法的话，那你就是错的。
So it's not called you make a sacrifice to the Lord.
就好像感觉上你是在为神牺牲了你的。
So that's that what trust means.
这就是我们所说信靠的意思。
When we trust in the Lord, when we say, I want to give all of my heart, I have all my account to the Lord, and then when you make a decision, then we'll have an impact. You'll make a different decision.
当我们把我们所有的一切都完全信交托仰望给神的时候，我们在做出任何的决定的时候，那就会我们的决定就会因此而受影响。
And all with all your heart.
你的全心，你专心的仰望。
You know that, as I just briefly mentioned before, God wants us all our heart.
我们就像前面所提到的啊，神要我们的全心。
Whole heart.
全心。
Not half.
不是一半。
Not 90%.
不是90%。
God wants 100% of our heart.
神所要的乃是我们的全心。
I think a brother shared this Matthew 5 Sermon on the Mount, so called.
我们都知道，我们的弟兄在他的信息里边分享到马太福音第五章的登山宝训。
And that Sermon on the Mount started off with 8 blessings.
那么一开始就是八个祝福。
And one of it is says, "Blessed are the pure in heart."For they shall see God.
清心的人，其中的一个就是清心的人是有福的，他们必得见神。
You know, so God wanted to be pure. Pure means that 100% of your heart.
清心是什么意思呢？就是百分之百的全心。
And the Bible tells us this. It says our heart. So let's turn to that. I mean, just for our brother's sake, it's Jeremiah 17, verse 9.
耶利米书第17章第9节。
So it says this, the heart is more deceitful than all else.
人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极。
And is desperately sick, who can understand it?
坏到极处，谁能够彻透呢？彻透呢？
Yeah, so God wants, you know, if we have not 100% given to the Lord, then we are like our heart is very deceitful.
如果我们不把我们的百分之百的全心都给神的话，你知道我们的心是很诡诈的。
You know that in my experience, I had this in the past. I was in a very deep depression.
就在比如说我自己个人的经历来说，我曾经有一段时间是在非常大的那个忧郁里面。
So I learned two things from that.
借着那件事情我学会了两件事。
One is that the pure in heart is very important.
就是清心心的纯洁是非常重要的。
When we pursue the Lord, that there shouldn't be any hidden agenda.
当我们来追求神的时候，我们在我们的心的里面不能够有一点点隐藏。
Sometimes this hidden agenda even hidden from us.
这些有些隐藏的一些那个东西，甚至连我们自己可能都没有意识到。
Because our heart is that desperately, it's deceitful beyond all else.
因为我们不知道我们的心那个诡诈到了一个极处，连我们自己都不知道。
And that from that almost 2 years depression, that I realized that there was a hidden agenda in my heart.
在那几年的那个的忧郁的里面，下沉的里面，我发现了在我的内心里面深处有个隐藏的东西。
So we really need to give all our heart to the Lord.
我们需要把我们的心全部都给神。
And after that depression, I told myself this.
你经历了那个下沉以后，我对我自己这样讲。
That I don't want anything getting between me and the Lord.
我不允许再有任何的事情在我和神之间有任何的事情阻隔。
And I will ask God give us grace to keep the heart pure.
求神给我恩典，能够使我的心保持清洁。
Sometimes young people come to us say, "Do you have a short-term mission program or not in the church?"
有时候有年轻人到我们中间来问我说，我们有没有一些短期的一些目标呢？
If I say no, they are not interested in coming.
如果我回答他们说我们没有，他就不会感兴趣的。
Why?
为什么呢？
If that because they have a 100% heart for the Lord, so they want to go on a short-term mission?
是不是说他们完全全心都已经摆上了，要为着神一种 short mission, 就短期的短训是吧？短宣。短宣要去为着这个某些短宣去做一些事。
And there's something else.
当然或者说背后有些某些目
的。So this is a very important, even in the name of spiritual pursuit, serve the Lord, that there will be hidden agenda in our heart.
所以说在我们常常好像很属灵的追求的里面的背后还隐藏了一些隐藏了一些个人的目的。
That's why that God wants all our heart.
这是为什么神需要我们的全心。
To trust in Him.
来仰望依赖他。
And do not lean on your own understanding.
而不是依靠我们个人的聪明。
Sometimes God's word and what we know, they are in conflict.
有时候我们觉得神的话语好像彼此之间有个矛盾。
We were confused which way to take.
我们有时候会会不知道哪条路当选。
For example, I give you just one example.
比如说我给你一个例子。
And when I read the Bible in Deuteronomy, in the last chapter, Moses tells us about, encourages us, and then Moses says, as your days, so is your strength.
在那个生命记最后一章的时候啊，我们都知道摩西这样讲的说，你们在地上日子那个日子如何，力量如何。
And I said, no, that's not right. The order is different. The order should be, as your strength, so is your days, right? We have a strength, so we can live according to our strength.
我觉得我自己有时候有一次就觉得说，哎，这个次序好像反了，应该是说我们的力量如何，因为要有力量在先，然后我们的日子才如何才对呀。
But no, the Bible order is correct. As your days,So is your strength.
而其实不是的，圣经的次序是对的。你的日子如何，你的力量才如何。
Because it involves our faith.
因为在其中讲到我们的信靠。
So this is important for us. Trust in the Lord. Maybe you have your own ways. Maybe that's the way of the world. Makes sense to us.
所以有时候我们必须要来信靠神，因为我们常常会觉得说，世界上很多事情对我们来说确实是有意义的呀，是应该的呀。
And you go to college, which college you're going to go to?
不过，比如说你要去哪，究竟要去哪个学校去上大学？
Which one you want to date for your spouse, future spouse?
或者说你是要选择谁做你的那个恋爱的对象
？Which school you're going to go to?
哪个学校你要去上大学？
Which company you want to go? You want to, quit your job and find another company or stay put?
或者说你是要去哪个公司去工作？是要换工作吗？还是就是在这个地方就可以了
？How you want to serve the Lord?
你怎么样来侍奉神呢
？Where do you want to serve the Lord?
你在哪里侍奉啊
？All this, we need to come to the Lord, trust in the Lord.
所有这一切，我们都必须要带到神的面前来信靠他。
With all our heart.
用我们全心的来信赖。
Give it all to the Lord.
把所有的一切先交在他手中。
So, the brother often mentioned that it's not that God does not tell us what to do.
就像弟兄所讲到的，并不是说神不告诉我们当怎么样去行。
Is that after we know about it, whether we want to follow it or not?
重点呢是在于，当我们知道了，我们应不应该去行
？So we need to have this with all our heart.
所以说，我们必须要全心的来
trust in the Lord. if we don't trust in the Lord with our whole heart, then God's way, when God tells us His way, it's just one of opinions. I said, God, okay, that's your opinion. This is my 10 other opinions. So, you know, I'll see what I can do.
所以我们要来专心地仰赖耶和华。 否则的话，当神把他的决定告诉我们的时候，我们只是把它当成其中的一个决定而已，还有别的，还其中一个选择而已，还有别的上十个选择，啊，仅此而已。
So it says, in all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight.
然后接下来就说，在你一切所行的事上，都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
So that's important, right? In all our ways, we act upon our knowledge of God.
也就是在我们所行的一切的事情上，我们都必须要来认定它。
So what do you mean by acknowledge? Acknowledge means act upon the knowledge.
那认定是什么意思呢? 就是要在他所告诉我们的那个引领上，知识上能够去认定。
And then you follow by, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, turn away from evil.
接下来就是不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏神，远离恶事。
And it says, you will be healing to your body and refreshment to your bones.
接下来就是这边医治你的肚脐，滋润你的百骨。
So here, we know that he advises us to have the fear of the Lord.
在这里讲到说我们要敬畏耶和华。
And turn away from evil.
远离恶事。
So the way that the power, the grace that we have that enables to turn away from evil is this, the fear of the Lord.
我们能够远离恶事，所带给我们的那个力量是什么呢? 就是建立在敬畏耶和华的上面。
Because fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom.
因为敬畏耶和华就是智慧的开端。
And the evil has many forms.
尽管恶事可能有各种各样的形式出现。
It used to be appeared to be very evil. But now, it's not. It's become very popular among young people.
比如说，有的事情可能曾经是非常恶的，在人眼中，但是今天在年轻人中变得越来越时兴时髦了。
I think one thing that young generation lacked more than older generation. I didn't say older generation do not lack, but young generation lack more is the fear of the Lord.
因为我自己觉得，年轻的一代，他们最大的比起相较相对于年老的一代来说，他们最大的缺失就是对神的敬畏。
And so, you know, all these Christians, they do the things that, I think it shows that we don't have fear of the Lord in our heart.
所有这些年轻的基督徒，他们所做的各式各样的事情。 都显明了他们对神并不敬畏。
And he says that, again, he says in verse 8, he says, if we have fear of the Lord, and then that it will be healing to our body and refreshment to your bones.
在这里继续讲到说，当我们来敬畏耶和华的时候，所带出来的结果就是使我们的身体、我们的肚脐被医治，我们的百骨也被滋润了。
So it is beneficial to our health.
所以说你看到没有，对我们的身体是有益处的。
So have a fear of the Lord.
And
so a lot of people, you know, they have to go to gym, they have a workout program. So remember that the first thing on the list should be fear of the Lord.
所以当我们很多人去健身房健身的时候，我们都会做各种各样的运动来健身，对不对? 那首先的第一条就是敬畏神，你要记住。
It's like drive carefully, not to get into accidents, more important than how you maintain your car. You know, every day you wash your car clean, you know, get oil changed, but you don't drive carefully, you get hit or hit somebody else, your car is totaled. So what's the point of spend all this time to maintain your car?
就像你开车一样，我们花了很多时间去保养我们的车，做那个换油、上蜡等等。但是呢，如果你开车不小心把那车撞了的话， 那你花那么多精力去保养你那个车，又有什么益处呢?
So nowadays we are all health conscious.
今天我们都每个人对我们的身体的健康都非常啊非常敏感。
Many families has this exercise equipment, one or two, or they try all different things. So in the garage, there are many of them.
每个家可能都有一样、两样或者更多的，充满了那个地下室或者那个车库里边的各种的健身器材。
That's good.
但是是很好的。
But don't forget.
但不要忘了。
The on the top of the list should be the fear of the Lord.
所有这些事情的之上，有必须要有一条，就是要敬畏耶和华。
And so, and then he continues.
让我们再继续。
And he says, "The honor the Lord from your wealth, and from the first of all your produce, so your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine."
第九到第十节，你要以财物和一切出售的土产尊荣耶和华，这样你的仓房必充满有余，你的酒榨必酒新酒盈溢。
As I mentioned before, that all we have, all we believe in the Lord, we should have this knowledge. Everything, everything we own actually belong to the Lord.
就像我前面所讲的那样的，我们在相信靠在相信的这个一生的里面，我们所有拥有的一切都是属于耶和华。
And so the here God wants us to honor Him. It's not honor Him just with our wealth.
在这里让我们实在是看见神让我们用所有财富来尊荣他。
It's not that because God lacks.
这并不是讲到说我们的神缺乏什么东西。
We're not talking about charities. Some people, usually people donate something to the church. They have this mind of charity. Church need this. God don't have money. Doesn't have money now. So I'll give, $10 or whatever. That's the notion of charity. Charity is good. You should do charity, but not in relation to God.
我们啊绝不能把它作为是好像是个慈善的事情啊，就是我们都知道做慈善事情是好的，但是我们在教会里边好像要奉献一点财物，好像是做一件慈善事情，因为神缺乏神或者神家中缺乏什么事情，所以我们来做一点慈善，完全不能用这样的一个心思意念在我们的里面。
We contribute to the Lord. We have to acknowledge God does not need that money.
当我们奉献财物的时候，我们心里边一定要有这样的。
God said many times in the Bible, "Everything created by me. What do I need?"
神在圣经里边反复的告诉我们，所有一切都是我创造的，我还需要什么呢
？Heaven is my seat, and the earth is my footstool.
天是我的座位，地是我的脚凳。
What do I need?
我还缺乏什么
？It is our heart. It is our heart to honor Him.
是我们的心。来尊荣他。
And the way to honor him in a substantial way is a practical way is to honor him with our wealth, with our money.
从那个实际的角度来看，那么我们尊荣神的一个表达之一就是用财物。
So in the New Testament, in the Old Testament, there's a law for the tithing.
那么在旧约里面，我们都知道律法规定要怎么样来奉献。
Tithing, 十一奉献。
就来做十一奉献。
But in New Testament, there's not requirement for us to do tithing.
那么在新约的里面，就再没有十一奉献这样的规定。
But New Testament has some principles.
在新约里面却有一些原则。
Let's turn to that instead of saying that, we're going to end our sharing. That's in the 2 Corinthians.
在哥林多后书
Chapter 8 If you want to know New Testament principle of contribution, we should read 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9. These two chapters talk about
crucial chapter. 那么如果我们需要知道奉献方面的原则的话，有哥林多后书的第八章、第九章，这两章给我们很多原则。
Now first is thatContribution, so he says this, is the sincerity of your love. It is a proof of sincerity of our love.
第几节？
第八节，第 eight.
第九节哈。
第八节。
第八节，那个第哥林多后书第八章八节，
So it is a Christian contribution in the church is based on grace of Christ.
我们在圣经，基督徒在教会里面的奉献，是基于主的恩典。
For you know, verse 9 says, For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that through he, though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich.
第九节，你们知道我们的主耶稣基督的恩典，他本是富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
The measure of a faith in understanding Lord's grace.
那么我们信心的那个衡量，就是明白主的恩典的大小。
And then the love grow from that, and that is our basis for contribution.
从中引出来的，产生出来的爱，就是我们奉献的根基。
So he talked. So Paul here appeal to sincerity of love for Christ, and the contribution is a proof of love. So in the 24 verse 24, it says, you can see the phrase, the proof of your love.
所以我们对着基督的爱的信靠所表现出来的那个信心，就24节就告诉我们说，显明我们爱心的凭据。
And third thing I'd like to mention is it is based on what you have. It's not based on what we do not have. In the verse 12.
第三点，我想说的那个奉献的原则，就是根据我们所有的，而不是我们所无的。
If the readiness is present, it is acceptable according to what a person has, not according to what he does not have.
对，第十二节，因为人若有愿做的心，并蒙悦纳。 乃是照着他所有的,
and the fourth point I'd like to share is chapter 9, verse 7, is a cheerful giver is acceptable by God.
第四个原则就是第九章第七节，个人要随主本心所注定的, 不要做难，不要勉强。
Yeah, so each one must do just as he has purpose in his heart, not grudgingly under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
个人随本心所做定的，不要做难，不要勉强，因为所捐的乐意的人是神所喜爱的。So
younger generation and brothers and sisters, that if you ask me, does anybody need to contribute to the church? I will say yes, because we always have grace, but that's not under compulsion.
所以我对年轻人来说，我们问我们要不要做奉献，我说当然是应该的了，这个不是出自于。 不是出于强迫，乃是出自于恩典。It's
based on a measure of a faith in understanding God's grace.
是根据你明白神的恩典所带出来的那个你的信心的大小。And
it's very real.
就是真实的事。Whenever
you write the check,
当你在写那个奉献支票的时候，I
think you feel very excited.
你应该感觉到非常兴奋。How
much I'm going to write?
我应该写多少才对呢？
How much God is worth, His grace is worth for us.
神的恩典值我们多少钱呢？
And you know, of course, to make it practical, you know, the God is worth the whole universe. But it's practical in what you have, based on what you have, cheerfully, that you make that donation.
当然我们知道神值全宇宙一切的奉献，但是呢，最实用的角度来讲。 那是根据我们所有的，而不是根据所无的，而且是要捐的乐意。And
this is our way to honor the Lord.
这是我们敬畏神、尊荣神的道路。
So whenever I believe that whenever we do that, our appreciation of the Lord will grow as well.
当我们这样去做的时候，我们对神的那个认识。
Because it will become real to us. Because it's about money.
这不是关于钱的问题。It's
because we are writing money. It's about money.
是关于钱,
money is very real to us, right?
因为钱对我来说是个很摸得着看得见的东西。
Okay, let's have a word of prayer.
那我们再低头祷告。
Father God, we acknowledge that human words fail.
是吧，我们承认人的言语是何等的有限。
Father, we just come to you. We, through your grace and mercy, that we ask you to retain in the heart the words from you.
我们是借着你的恩典和怜悯，借着你的话语来讲。
Help us to see the how glorious our Lord is.
帮助我们，让我们看见我们的主是何等的荣耀。
Help us to assess the worth of our Lord Christ.
让我们能够明白我们主的价值何等尊贵。
And in Jesus' holy name we pray.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.